All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Baby Friday. Happy Thanksgiving Eve as we wrap up the work week here on the Leadoff Spot. Get you ready for the Turkey Day triple header. 49ers going up to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. But it all starts on Thursday morning with the Detroit Lions at 9:30 a.m. hosting the Green Bay Packers. I got to say, Dave, I like the Lions in that one, -7.5. I would like that hook to come down a little bit, but it's also interesting seeing that the Lions are at home, a 7.5-point favorite against a Packers team that I don't think anybody really thinks is a good team versus the 49ers, who are a 6.5/7-point favorite on the road up in Seattle. Like, I think there's a much, much bigger gap and a disparity of talent between the Lions and the Packers than there is between the 49ers and the Seahawks. So it's interesting to see the difference in spreads, and that's why I'm staying away from both of these teams as my best bets. I probably will take a nice little Turkey Day teaser, though. Might get 6 points, take the Lions down to 1.5, take the 49ers down to 0.5. Then it's basically a pick'em game, and hey, maybe we can pick you some winners from our Thursday games, because we will break down every Thanksgiving matchup, our Black Friday game, and every game from week 12 of the NFL season on Sunday and also on Monday night. And of course, it's all got to start with our Bobby Boucher's best bets. After going 2-1 last week, we hit on the Vikings +3 against the Denver Broncos. We hit on the under between the Steelers and the Browns under 34 points. And we got boned by the Seahawks, missing a 55-yard game-winning field goal against the LA Rams. We talked about it earlier this week. It's actually a spread that shifted from -1 on Friday to +2 for the Seahawks. So we got screwed by the line movement. But hey, hopefully the line moves in the direction of your favor this weekend. And maybe we'll be paying attention to this line that's moved to a pick'em game for our first matchup. And we're going to start with the LA Rams taking on the Arizona Cardinals. That's right. There's another division matchup going on outside of Seattle. And this weekend it's down in Arizona, where you're getting a pick'em matchup between the LA Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. Now, this is the smallest spread, because it doesn't exist, that the Arizona Cardinals have had the entire season. Well, surprise, surprise, a big reason for that is the return of Kyler Murray. We took Kyler a couple weeks ago when the Arizona Cardinals broke their losing streak. We also told you that they would probably lose last week to the Houston Texans. They ended up pushing on a 5-point spread. Well, after the LA Rams swept the Seattle Seahawks, I don't understand how this is only a pick'em matchup against the Arizona Cardinals, because Kyler does make this offense better, but this is also a Rams team that has shut down Kyler Murray multiple times. The Rams have won 8 straight games against the Arizona Cardinals. They've covered in 8 straight games against the Arizona Cardinals. In those matchups, the Arizona Cardinals average 16.3 points per game. That's with Kyler Murray. So even with the kid that loves playing his video games in the backfield, I don't think he's going to be putting up video game numbers this week. I like the Rams. I look for them to reestablish the running game this weekend. Kyren Williams, their lead running back, who's been out for 3-4 weeks now, is making his return this weekend. Matthew Stafford, we saw him play banged up last week with a thumb. It sounds like Cooper Kupp has a chance to play this weekend. Puka Nacua still putting up stats. I like the Rams in a division matchup. It's a pick'em, so you don't got to lay any points. Give me Matthew Stafford. Give me the Rams. Short travel to Arizona to take out the Arizona Cardinals as our first Bobby Boucher best bet of the week. Then we're going to stick with another divisional game. Actually, this is not a divisional game. It's just two teams that play in the South. One from the AFC South, one from the NFC South. And we're sticking with the team that you all saw this past weekend, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who lost by 13 points to the 49ers. Well, this week, they are 2-point underdogs against the Indianapolis Colts. Now, listen, I'm not a huge fan of the Colts. I'm not a huge fan of Gardner Minshew. I usually don't like betting on backup quarterbacks. But this is a good spot for the Colts, who are coming off their bye week. They had won 2 games prior to their bye week. Jonathan Taylor is back running at an efficient level. We saw the 49ers have success running against Vita Vea and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is a Buccaneers team that's now playing back-to-back road games. That's always a red flag in the NFL. It's only a 2-point spread, so I don't mind laying those 2 points with the Indianapolis Colts. I think they run the ball. I think they win this game by at least a field goal. I'll lay the two with Indy at home this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then for our third best bet, there was a couple different directions that I was thinking about going this morning. One was the New Orleans Saints, who are in a pick-em matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are just terrible. And for whatever reason, Arthur Smith has decided it's time to go back to Desmond Ridder. Like, he's going to be the answer to your offense. But then again, the Saints might be rolling with Jameis Winston this weekend because Derek Carr is still in the concussion protocol. If DC was playing, even though he's not having a great year, I probably would have ended up taking the Saints, and I will take them on the money line for our winner pick still, even if Jameis is picking. But I don't like betting on that game in a pick-em matchup when we don't even know who's playing quarterback. And I was also thinking about taking the Baltimore Ravens against the LA Chargers. That spread's at 3.5. Ah, Dave, I kept on going back and forth. That hook scares me a little bit. I would buy it off if you are going to bet that game. I also wouldn't be surprised if the over hits in that game. I think that's up to 47 points now. That Chargers defense is Swiss cheese. We're taking the Baltimore Ravens to win that matchup, but I don't love that 3.5. So you know what I'm doing? I'm going back into familiar territory. That means I'm going back to the unders. And look who's matching up this weekend. The Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos. Two teams that we've been riding the under train on for the last two seasons. Dave, I think last year during Bobby Boucher's best bets, we had like 7 or 8 weeks in a row where we just kept on picking the Broncos in the under. The under and the Broncos, and then the Broncos in the under the next week. Well, this year, that team has turned into the Cleveland Browns, who have one of the best defenses in the league. And when they're rolling out Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the rookie out of UCLA, back-to-back weeks, that means back-to-back weeks, we're taking the under. Last week, we took the under 34 points between the Steelers and the Browns. Final score was 13-10, 23 total points. Pretty easy under. I think it's going to be a pretty easy under again this week. The total is 36 points. This game's up in Denver. Yeah, I know Denver's on a little bit of a winning streak, but I think they're going to be slowed down by this Browns defense. Was actually thinking about taking the Browns plus the 2.5 points, but wanted to get that spread also up to 3. I do like the Browns to win this game, but my best bet here is the under 36 points. Look for Myles Garrett to get his hands on Russell Wilson and this Denver Broncos defense. For as much as I've been criticizing it since they let up 70 points to the Miami Dolphins, they have been playing better lately. So I expect a low-scoring game. A field goal is probably going to decide it, but I don't think there's going to be more than 36 points. So we'll take the under for our third and final Bobby Boucher best bet. Just to recap, we're taking the Rams in a pick-em matchup against the Cardinals, the Colts -2 at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Browns and the Broncos to go under 36 points. Well, guess what, folks? There's more, because we're not just doing Bobby Boucher's best bets this morning. We're also doing the Waterboys' weekly winners. So why not start off with the Turkey Day triple header? I told you already, we're picking the Detroit Lions. If this was a spread less than 7.5, I probably would have made it one of my Bobby Boucher's best bets. But I also wouldn't be surprised if the Lions do blow out the Packers. Blow out the Packers by double digits. The Lions really have had success against the Packers. They've won 4 straight games against Green Bay. They won earlier this season in week 4, 34-20 at Lambeau. Now they're back underneath the dome. I think Jack Harlow or someone is playing the halftime show. Well, should be fun, should be a good time, and I think Lion fans are going to be celebrating a victory. Give me the Lions, and as I said earlier, I might be taking a little Turkey Day teaser with the 49ers and the Lions, betting them both down to a 1-point spread and making them pick them matchups. Well, we're picking the Lions, and then, of course, we're picking the Dallas Cowboys. How could anybody pick the Washington Commanders? Like, maybe if you were thinking about touching that 10-11-point spread just because it is a division matchup, and it seems like division games always are close. But I can't pick the Washington Commanders after straight up losing to Danny DeVito, Tommy DeVito, whoever the hell his name is, the passing Paisan up in New Jersey. No. We're not taking the Commanders. We're not taking Sammy Sosa. We'll go with Dakota Rain Prescott to beat the Washington Commanders on Thanksgiving. sandwiched in between the two better games. And then, as we told you earlier, we're taking the Seahawks to lose to the 49ers. That's our money line matchups for the Thanksgiving games. Going into Black Friday, it's a 9.5-point spread for the Miami Dolphins taking on Tim Boyle and the New York Jets. That's right. The Jets are now finally making the decision to bench Zach Wilson. And not just bench Zach Wilson, they demoted him to third string. He's going to be holding a clipboard this weekend behind Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle. But hey, there's good news. Aaron Rodgers says he's going to start practicing in just 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks too late. I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs. The AFC is stacked, and I'm not taking the Jets to win this weekend against the greatest show on surf. Give me the Miami Dolphins. Give me Mike McDaniels. Give me Tua Tagovailoa. Give me Tyreek Hill and Raheem Mostert. I think they actually covered that spread. I thought about taking it as one of our best bets, but you never know with that Jets defense to keep it close. That Jets defense got torn apart last week by the Bills. I like the Dolphins to win this one for the first ever Amazon Black Friday game. Then let's get into our Sunday slate, where we got a battle of two rookie quarterbacks, Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers, traveling out to take on Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans, a game that most people won't watch because I'm guessing there won't be too many touchdowns thrown, too many touchdowns scored, so it probably won't pop up on your Red Zone channel too often on Sunday. But I'll go with Will Levis. I'll go with Derrick Henry. I'll go with Mike Vrabel and his defense to create problems for a rookie quarterback. I like the Titans at home this week against the Panthers. Then a division matchup in the AFC South between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans. And don't look now, this might be one of the games of the week with huge playoff implications. The Texans are currently one game behind Jacksonville for the lead in the AFC South. We've talked a lot this year about D'Amico Ryan's dudes, and more specifically, C.J. Stroud, who is lighting the world on fire. But as I was doing some research for this game, I saw that there's a little bit of rain, which means this could turn into a ground game. I think Jacksonville is better on the ground. Travis Etienne can run the ball against his Houston Texans defense. And by the way, Jacksonville, even after getting gashed by McCaffrey and the 49ers, are still a top five rushing defense. I think they make it sloppy. I think they make it ugly. That game's only a 1.5-point spread, but I like Jacksonville in a division matchup over the Houston Texans. My don't watch game of the week is the New England Patriots taking on the New York Giants. I mean, the Patriots haven't even named a starting quarterback yet. Mac Jones was benched. Is it Bailey Zappe? I don't know. Does it really matter? They're taking on Tommy DeVito and the Giants. And I think a lot of people are going to be on the Giants this week after the win last week against the Commanders. Not me. I'll take Bill Belichick. I'll lay the 3 points if I have to. No, I won't, because I'm not betting on this game. But hey, if we're picking winners, I'm picking the Patriots as a favorite on the road against the New York Giants. We discussed earlier the New Orleans Saints and Falcons matchup, another game that has playoff implications in the NFC South. Still questionable with Derek Carr dealing with that concussion injury. I think either way, if it's him or Jameis Winston, I'll take Alvin Kamara, and I'll take that Saints defense to slow down Desmond Ridder. I like the Saints to take down the Dirty Birds out in Atlanta this weekend. And then one of the toughest games for me to pick this week is the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cincinnati Bengals, where the breaking news came out last Thursday or Friday that Joe Burrow would be done for the season with a torn ligament in his wrist, which means it's time for Jake Browning, the kid out of Northern California, a Sacramento kid. And we saw the Steelers lose last week to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. So if DTR was able to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, shouldn't the Cincinnati Bengals be able to do it also? Yeah, that would be my logic, but I've been flip-flopping all week on that. I think it goes back to, again, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Mike Tomlin against Jake Browning. I got to go Mike Tomlin here. Give me the Steelers against the Cincinnati Bengals, a game that I really don't love. But, hey, we got to pick it. We told you we're picking the Colts to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and to cover that 2-point spread. We told you we're taking the Browns to get the upset victory over the Denver Broncos, and we also love the under 36 points in that matchup. We told you in a pick'em game, we're picking the LA Rams and Matthew Stafford and the return of Kyren Williams this week against Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, who just put their middle linebacker Kaiser White on IR, so that should open up the running lanes even more for the Rams this weekend. And then we got a really good matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles. Bills are currently getting 3.5. I thought about taking that spread, but I decided to stay away from this game. We saw the Eagles beat the Chiefs last week. Bills will create a tough test,
But the Eagles are the best team in football right now with that 9-1 record. I think it's hard to beat the Birds at home. So I'll take Philly this week against the Buffalo Bills. And then we got a matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Raiders. And Dave, I almost thought about taking the Raiders plus the 9.5 points after they covered the 13 points last week against the Miami Dolphins. And this Kansas City Chiefs offense has been struggling. The lowest scoring team in the second half in the entire NFL. The most drops in the entire NFL. But also, it's hard to me to pick the Raiders when Aiden O'Connell is playing quarterback against this Kansas City Chiefs defense that has been sticking and moving all season long. Raiders defense has been playing better, but I just don't think AOC can keep up with Patrick Mahomes. I'll take the Chiefs, as much as I hate to do it, to win that game, but I'm staying away from that spread because the Raiders have been playing inspired ball underneath Antonio Pierce. We mentioned the Sunday night game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Chargers. I think this is a big win for the Baltimore Ravens. Probably should have made it one of my best bets, but that hook scared me off. Buy the hook down and maybe take the team total on the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson is putting up MVP-type numbers this season. I think they put the beating on the LA Chargers on Sunday, and then maybe on Monday, we're talking about Brandon Staley finally getting fired for the disappointment that he's been with the LA Chargers. Too much talent to be losing that to that many games. I like the Baltimore Ravens in LA on Sunday Night Football. And that brings us to Monday night, where you got the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. We're taking the Vikings in this matchup. Josh Dobbs almost won the game again last Sunday against the Denver Broncos. Fell short. Another divisional matchup. We saw the return of Justin Fields last week, but I still like the Vikings in this one. But that's another game where it's a 3.5 point spread. The hooks will kill you. Stay away from the hooks and maybe stick with Bobby Boucher's best bets. We gave you three this morning. We are 19-14-1 on the season. 53-31-4 across the spread over the last two seasons, winning you some money and just basically us telling you, thank you for listening to the Leadoff Spot. Thank you for listening to KNBR, the sports leader. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's the Waterboy Marcus Boucher coming to you live for the next 4 hours with Brian Murphy from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. talking to Greg Cosell, talking to Patrick Willis, talking to Dwayne Kuiper, and talking a lot of Turkey Day, as tomorrow is the triple header with the Seahawks hosting the 49ers. We'll talk to Murph on the other side. Dave, have a happy Thanksgiving, my guy. I'll see you next Monday, and I'll see you all in the Leadoff Spot next Monday. But first, it's the Murph and Mac Morning Show with Marquise Boucher on KNBR 104.5 FM at 680 AM, the sports leader.